Welcome to Imperfect Parenting. I'm Ariel Green Anderson.
My name is Mats Andersson.
We're bringing you raw, real, and unfiltered stories from around the world.
Are you an IP parent?
What a beautiful day to get real, get deeper, and make connections that matter. Today, we're talking a little bit about that and vulnerability and intimacy, not in the sexy way, but in the heart way. And I can't wait to dive in with you. So, all right, here we are. And it's been a winter and the spring is bubbling around close by, and or at least I hope. And maybe wherever you are in the world, above or below the equator, I'm curious, you know, how that is for you and what you go through. There's also always such an internal time, and there's also the understanding or the growth that happens under the surface. I'm always wanting to move faster, but my body or my mind even will say, slow down, please. So I hope you got a chance to do that, or you are doing that for yourself, to be able to, as you slow down, you see more of the scenery around and within you, and there is an understanding and a clarity on what you need and perhaps how that aligns and misaligns with those around you, and that's okay. I think one of the things that's been coming up a lot in the last while is that when you want something deeper, whether that's in a relationship, friendships, family, there has to be a willingness to be vulnerable, to let that intimacy that we sometimes, you or I, might crave. Now, as I look back in the past and still now, because of what, I don't know, childhood traumas and parenting, who knows, whatever the reasons are, in the end, they matter and they don't matter. You know, they matter to be, have awareness about where things came from and where you can put energy to heal yourself and to work with others in your support circle to heal those things, to work with them, to be aware of them, that they're going to poke their head out when you're exhausted or haven't gotten sleep, or you go into default mode because there's fear or unknown going on around you. Those are the things that pop up. So knowing where they are sourced and where you can put the energy and love, honestly, is important. And, you know, over the years, I have had and continue to default to often being guarded. You know, it's on one hand, and I'm sharing this with you because I don't know if this happens to you in your relationships, whether that's your love relationships, your partnerships, your co-parenting, your friendships, and maybe even with your kids or the children you hope to have. There might be an energy there around that. You know, it's especially finding love, relationship, and motherhood later in life. I can say that I got a little stuck in my ways, for sure. I get that reflected all the time with my mom, who was single much of her life. And, you know, adjusting to others is challenging, and that's pretty natural. And I definitely have an opinion about things. Not necessarily shoulds exactly, but definitely expectations. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I find it irritating when people will say to you, you know, oh, your expectations are too high, you need to lower your standards. I don't really believe in that. I do think there can be an adjustment to realizing what actually brings you joy and what you need. And sometimes those things can be in conflict. And so as we're talking about, you know, having deeper friendships and partnerships and relationships, you know, there's that push me, pull me, the pulling, you know, the tug of war between being guarded and safe. That's the mind wants you to be safe. The body might even want you to be safe, depending on what experiences you've had with injuries and of the heart and body. And there might be another part of you, your heart, your soul, your spirit, and maybe your body, that that searches and looks for deeper intimacy and yet does things all the time to fuck that up or work against that. Yes, I said the F word. When it's natural, it comes. So what about that? Well, I mean, I think that's natural. You know, there's a part, if I talk about myself or talk about you, maybe it's you, maybe it's not. You can both want intimacy and be like, ah, what do you mean? Be that vulnerable. That's a lot. Like, what if I lose that person? What if that friend, that family member, that lover, that potential partner, or that partner that you have now, what if they bail because of that? Well, then, you know, ultimately the truth is that your person. Hopefully they step back. They step forward, I should say, back to you. And if they don't, then they've got their own stuff to work out before they can step back, or they may not at all. And that's, we have attachment. I have attachment. I get it. There's something, this something inside of the body sometimes that says, no, you know, can't be that vulnerable with that new person or that partner. Hopefully that's not true with your partner, but there are moments where it waves back in. Mats and I talk about everything. I don't actually feel that with him. And yet there is a part of me that needs to, in moments I get harder in order to survive things, you know, to move through certain phases of our life that are very hard. And it could just be an emotional ball all the time. Part of the time is okay, get it out, enjoy it, feel it, be real with it. And then you still need to get the laundry done and let the plumber in and et cetera, et cetera. So, and be a foundation for your family, if that's what your role is. Maybe it's somebody else who has that role. I don't know. But I notice, I mentioned maybe in one other podcast, I mentioned this at least, this being willing to be vulnerable with community, especially with other moms. Because I think we feel so imperfect, and yet we torture ourselves on the inside, or we face situations that are uncomfortable all the time because there's this expectation, or we feel there's an expectation to fulfill, be, carry out certain things. But what I've been noticing as I've been experimenting more and more with intentional vulnerability, not manipulative. I'm not like, I'm going to be vulnerable, it's going to look like this. But really being vulnerable, meaning, you know, my kid was just melting down. And I thought today I was going to just fall to pieces because I felt like such a failure because I couldn't even get her to school without a complete destruction, whatever, happening. And sharing these moments instead of, oh, my daughter is so great. I know when she comes to your house, she's so considerate and empathetic and helpful. And these are the things that I do hear about my daughter. And then I need to share the other piece because I don't want them to think like, oh, whatever they're doing must be right. Whatever they're doing, like, they must have a much easier life over there. You know, all the things that come after that, or come in the middle of the night, or come the mornings, or the moments when everything's not going right. And so it's not that I want everybody to see Ella in a dark light. I just want them to be real because I want them to know that it's not that, you know, shiny social media thing. And, you know, I'd like to put more funky things up there, but you know, I don't want to embarrass her either. You know, here she is melting down. I mean, that's not nice. And she's aware of the camera, so she would know. But sharing on a more personal level, that feels fitting. That feels like an honoring of each other, you know, because we all suffer in silence in different times and not so silent. And so I encourage you this week, if you're willing, with somebody that it might feel safe, or somebody who you just get a feeling like, yeah, this is it, to have an exchange where you're real about something in a moment where it might feel fitting to share. I saw somebody who I have not seen except, hey, really quickly at a restaurant for a long time. We haven't really sat down with each other for a really long time. And part of that was we had a lot of things going on. We were sick for months and all this other stuff. I had shame around my I wanted my body to be a different way or this and that. And so then we ended up, she spontaneously connected. That was incredible. She was going to be literally steps away. So that was wonderful. And we met, we talked, and at one moment it went from, you know, sharing things, la, 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 to us really sharing some hard moments as humans, as mothers, about, you know, places where sometimes we didn't feel accepted or we felt like an alien in the room, and how we didn't really want to continue to step into those moments too often or to invite them in. There are moments where it happens anyway because there's a gathering or there's, you know, somebody you want to see there or whatnot at some event. But we were really talking about it in a real way, and I was really touched by that. It's that reminder of, you know I can be guarded with you sometimes too, that I once I get on camera and I'm in a group, I find it difficult. I want to encourage, I don't want to talk about all the crap, but I know that the crap is part of it. And so that's also my challenge with you, is that when we meet, that there is, you know, more of the rough edges are going to come through, so that we can find our meeting points, not only in where there's inspiration, because that's so important, but also in the dark corners, just letting there be balance, because I don't want to only meet with wounds, because that's only part of the story. So it's in the darkness and the light. We keep the balance there. And I think that's the same in friendship. You don't want to just only offload onto a friend and never receive, you know, showing up and asking questions. And being curious is important, not just offloading. And there might be those offloading days, and that's okay. And you might take turns, and that's okay too. There's no right way and only way. It's just remembering to be curious and care about their story too. And I am definitely, my hand is up. You know, there have been long phases of me just exhaling, and then I come back around and I'm ready to receive, and I do my best to contact people and say, you know, if you need a shoulder, I'm here. Or I appreciate you. I've been doing a lot more of that, is taking time for that, is taking time to say, you know, I really appreciate who you are, and I appreciated how you showed up and what you're doing with your kids, or the way you, whatever. We did a little bit of that on Valentine's Day. We were looking at ourselves and inside of our families and partnerships. But here we are talking about, and we did in the past talk about community. And doing this, I just wanted to go a little deeper with this, because I feel like so often we'll be like, oh, I want to go below the surface. This is such a, you know, superficial friendship, or, you know, why is my husband never, or partner or wife, or never talking about da da da, or why can't they go deep? Why can't they be emotional? Well, we don't have to get it all from our partners, first of all, or our family for that matter. That's what we have community for. You know, we are lucky enough, even if you live in Alaska, you know, I had have a friend up there. There's not that many people, but you find your people inside of that. And hopefully, and if not, then I guess you go on Zoom and you, or Skype or Telegram or wherever you connect with people live-ish, and you connect that way. You know, I have people all over the world. You may also have people in various parts of the country, the world, wherever you are. You're not all around the corner anymore. And we're lucky for that. Sometimes it's, you don't even have to have the energy to show up face to face, to be intimate, to go deep, to be vulnerable. It can be simply, I'm lonely, and I've always been thankful for your laugh. Just hearing your laugh on the other side of the fence. Or you don't have to say I'm lonely. You can just say the thing that you appreciate about somebody. I know we haven't talked in a long time, but you are in my heart, and I hope things are going well. And then maybe you remember something specific about a time. I recently wrote somebody who, our relationship went through quite of a journey, and now we're really far away. But there was a moment in time when we were closer. We didn't go that deep, because that was the dynamic of our relationship. But at the same time, there are moments where, you know, you think of people, right? Random moments. And so I was thinking, I wrote her and I said, I just made lasagna. I'm eating the last piece. And I always think of you, because I never made lasagna before. We were living together briefly And you showed me the easier way and made lasagna such an easy thing for me to do. And now I'm enjoying this and I'm sharing it with my family. And I always think of you when I do this. And the reply was sweet because it was from the heart and it was true and it was real. It wasn't contrived. It wasn't made up or, you know, just, you know, oh, I miss, or, you know, you're great. You know, that's just like when you tell your kids, like, good work. Like, that's not very specific. They love it. Anyone loves it when you're specific about something because it feels connected to you. So that's what I hope you can pay forward just in the moments that you remember. And maybe in moments, somebody will do it back. And maybe they won't. Maybe it's just the energy, the joy of knowing that you have balanced someone's day or brought some love in. Maybe just at the moment when you thought of them and you're like, no, I'm not going to call them. But maybe you just send out a text or maybe you do call them. I don't know. These days calling and it's a lot of energy to meet with people one way or another. But a text for me works. Maybe it's a voice message. That's even more personal. Just don't do it too long because it's hard to listen to that much. Sometimes if you're not a person who's like, yeah, able to do that or you have kids, sometimes it's harder to do that listening because you have to find the earbuds and hope they're not broken or lost or, you know. So that's what I have to put out there is let's keep connected. Let's be the ones who start the ball rolling, the snowball effect, so to speak. You know, that tiny little thing that you do that snowballs forward and maybe they pay it forward and they do and they do and they do. Sending out some love and caring and attention to detail, recognition, thankfulness, gratitude, and to ourselves as well, right? Coming back to ourselves, remembering those little things that you appreciate about yourself. I'm going to keep saying it over and over. I know you heard this not that long ago, but I'm going to keep saying it because I think that it starts with us. So I wish you a beautiful and perfect day. And I hope that wherever you are going to show back up and some good things are starting to roll out. And I'm so excited because I'm going to get to interact with you more and more and bring you some of the special people of my life and people that have touched me in different ways, both on the podcast and in daily life and in my practice, both internally, spiritually, and with my clients and with you. So let's have some fun together and keep communicating if you're on Instagram and whatnot, or just write me at ariel@imperfectparenting.net. And, you know, if there's something you want me to talk about or you have something you want to share, who knows? Maybe we'll find a way to share and pay that forward. Okay. Take care. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into our Imperfect Parenting podcast. We hope you found some valuable insights and tips to help you navigate the challenges of parenting, your path, and accessing joy and health. Remember, it's okay to make mistakes and take time for self-care. If you'd like to connect with us, jump onto Instagram at IP_parenting or Ariel Green Anderson on both TikTok and Instagram for fertility. If you're interested in learning more about anything you heard on this episode, be sure to check out our podcast description where you'll find resources for parenting, creating success in work and life, and even fertility, including a couple of free meditations, which I just had a lot of fun creating from the heart. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd be grateful if you'd share it with just even one person that you think might benefit from it. And if you want to throw out a thank you and support this journey and this podcast, please consider clicking the link in the description that says thank you. And, you know, we're going to put a little shout out to you every month around the 9th on our social media, just with a collage and a little hey to you. Remember, it's okay to embrace imperfection and prioritize self-care. We hope you have a beautifully imperfect day out there. Thank you so much for listening.